Talk Radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways, major flooding.
When minutes matter, and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. We're not done with this Arctic cold snap yet. I think we'll see another freeze in the overnight hours tonight. Increasing clouds with the overnight low temperature dropping to about 31. Tomorrow, there could be some spotty rain possible by the afternoon hours. Maybe a better chance on Thursday night. Tomorrow, still cold with a high near 50. Look for warmer temperatures by the weekend, mid-60s, I think, by Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are those in this country that want to strip away your freedoms. This may be tough to swallow, America, but there are those that want to take your drinking straws. The right to carry, own, and use a straw is under attack by turtle-loving environmental wackos. Sure, they'll say it's just a straw. But what's next? Sippy cups? Travel mugs? The right to drink itself? In 1775, Patrick Henry, while waiting for a caramel macchiato at a Virginia Starbucks, proclaimed, "Give me a straw or give me death."
Patrick?
Your inalienable right to suck a sugary carbonated beverage through a plastic tube, a right granted by our forefathers, by God himself, is being threatened. Remember, straws don't kill turtles. Turtles who don't know how to use straws kill turtles. A message from the NSA, the National Straw Association.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I want my rights protected. I'm calling my attorney. Oh, wait a minute. There's an attorney right here. Hold that call. It's Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. chance to spend 3 hours watching our country self-destruct.
And here they are.
They being your Shirley, Greg, Vito, Rosie, Dana Delk. And somebody's missing.
Jake Quellen.
Right.
Where's Jake Quellen at?
I don't know.
Jake Quellen is going to be on her way very shortly. She is stuck in juvenile court, just fighting the good fight.
Well, you know, I took time yesterday, without giving up any names or details, to share with the listeners the difference that she made for a friend. And
yes. Hopefully friend is happy.
Friend is happy.
Good.
And, I understand, you know, there was never any question of advocacy or competence or any of that, but there's always unknowns and sometimes surprises, you never know, but, yeah.
Glad friend is happy.
The legal expertise was certainly never in question. What I also paid homage to on behalf of my friend was the emotional support.
Yeah. Jacqueline's really good at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did y'all celebrate last night with your pizza?
Yeah, we had, we went to the pizza place and got that 20-inch.
Garlic.
Not that, oh my God, that's like way too much for a couple of people, but yeah, the white garlic sauce with the embedded spinach.
Extra spinach.
Extra spinach. It is. It's really good. And piping up pizza on a chilly night is a great thing. And tonight's a good night to get a piping hot pizza at the pizza place. But we will be going over to Baumhauer's.
Yay!
Although I understand folks may not be all that eager to scamper outside because it's still... I don't know how to describe it.
It is. It's a bit nipply out. Nippy out.
Anybody can make that mistake.
But it's warm at Baumhauer's, and they have the fireplace.
You mind if I have a minor meltdown over my complete lack of organization?
Would it matter if we did?
I feel like you have a daily meltdown.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Lack of organization.
Self-inflicted. Totally self-inflicted. I can't find my audio list.
I'll find it.
No, I think it's in the car.
Maybe she won't find it.
And my car is so embarrassing on the inside that I just threw a blanket over everything when I had it appraised at Jack Ingram over the weekend.
Including your homemade chocolate sauce ingredients?
No, there's no chocolate sauce in there. I'm doing keto, so I haven't been abusing chocolate. It seems to be working, so... But it is hot in here, and I am going to... have to have a conversation with young Joey about this.
Here's a PSA for anyone who comes onto Greg's show. Bundle up.
It's really not hot.
It's not. It's completely comfortable in here, but I always make sure to bring a sweater, or right now I'm in like a Sherpa.
Yeah.
In preparation to come.
But you've been climbing the stairs and you're frustrated, which always raises your temperature level.
It's like having a doctor in the house.
So Rosie's got like a parka behind her ready to go.
I always layer up.
And I'm in here in like this really thick, sharp pullover.
It's in the 50s outside. That's not end of the world cold. I'm from the Midwest.
It doesn't matter how cold it is outside. You always have it frigid in here.
We didn't put shirts on. I mean, we didn't put jackets on unless the temperature was like in the 40s or lower. And that was a light jacket. The winter clothing came out when it fell below freezing, which it will tonight. In fact, I believe we could set a record. We'll find out in the morning. Join us. This whole impeachment garbage. It's not even an impeachment. It's something that they invented just for this special occasion called an impeachment inquiry. This is a really scary time when you're putting the President of the United States on trial and he's not allowed to confront his witnesses or present his own evidence, or you have one party controlling all the questions, it's the biggest crap pile I've ever heard. What's it going to take for us to get off our asses and go burn some torches in Washington. That's what we really need to do. This is cannot continue to go on. Anybody that thinks this president impeached somebody is believing what they were told. I don't want to spend the afternoon on it because all the talking in the world ain't going to change a damn thing, but I wanted to place...
Me neither, because you're going to crank it down to like 55 if your blood pressure continues to rise.
Let's... a lot of comments about Devin Nunes, the one of the few trustworthy Republicans, and his opening statement today. Let's give a listen to some of this. On our modern audio system, all right, I'm going to have to switch to YouTube, and let's see.
Member Nunes, for any remarks you may wish to make.
There's Bug Eyes.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Adam Schiff's
in a July open hearing of this committee following publication of the Mueller report, the Democrats engaged in a last-ditch effort to convince the American people that President Trump is a Russian agent. That hearing was the pitiful finale of a three-year-long operation by the Democrats, the corrupt media, and partisan bureaucrats to overturn the results of the 2016 election. After the spectacular implosion of their Russia hoax on July 24th, in which they spent years denouncing any Republican who ever shook hands with a Russian, on July 25th, they turned on a dime and now claim the real malfeasance is Republicans' dealings with Ukraine. In the blink of an eye, we're asked to simply forget about Democrats on this committee, falsely claiming they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion between President Trump and Russians. We should forget about them reading fabrications of Trump-Russia collusion from the Steele dossier into the congressional record. We should also forget about them trying to obtain nude pictures of Trump from Russian pranksters who pretended to be Ukrainian officials.
That's Schiff.
We should forget about them leaking a false story to CNN while he was still testifying to our committee claiming that Donald Trump Jr. was colluding with WikiLeaks. And forget about countless other deceptions, large and small, that make them the last people on earth with the credibility to hurl more preposterous accusations at their political opponents. And yet now, here we are. We're supposed to take these people at face value when they trot out a new batch of allegations. But anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign.
Yes.
For example, after vowing publicly that impeachment requires bipartisan support, Democrats are pushing impeachment forward without the backing of a single Republican.
Yes.
The witnesses deemed suitable for television by the Democrats were put through a closed-door audition process and a cult-like atmosphere in the basement of the Capitol, where Democrats conducted secret depositions, released a flood of misleading and one-sided leaks, and later selectively released transcripts in a highly staged manner.
Yes!
Violating their own guidelines, Democrats repeatedly redacted from the transcripts the name of Alexander Chalupa, a contractor for the Democratic National Committee, who worked with Ukrainian officials to collect dirt on the Trump campaign, which she provided to the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. The Democrats rejected most of the Republicans' witness requests, resulting in a horrifically one-sided process where the crucial witnesses are denied a platform if their testimony does not support the Democrats' absurd accusations.
Yeah.
Notably, they are trying to impeach the president for inquiring about Hunter Biden's activities. Yet they refuse our request to hear from Biden himself.
Yeah, why is that?
The whistleblower was acknowledged to have a bias against President Trump, and his attorney touted a coup against the president and called for his impeachment just weeks after the election. At a prior hearing, Democrats on this committee read out a purely fictitious rendition of the president's phone call with President Zelensky. They clearly found the real conversation to be insufficient for their impeachment narrative, so they just made up a new one.
Why?
And most egregiously, the staff of the Democrats on this committee had direct discussions with the whistleblower before his or her complaint was submitted to the Inspector General. Republicans can't get a full account of these contacts because Democrats broke their promise to have the whistleblower testify to this committee. Democrat members hid these contacts from Republicans and then lied about them to the American people.
We're going to pause it there, but you see where it's going. At least he is at the front end of this whole farce, telling the truth.
Yeah, but you wonder how many, obviously Fox News will play it, but...
Well, MSLSD and CNN are going to play what they're told to play by the people that are underwriting them because they can't make a profit with the ratings they're getting. Rachel Maddow has lost half her audience, and CNN is on in airports and barbershops. So I would have to think that newspapers, including the one here in town, where's all the money? How are you staying in business? I know you've cut a lot of people. You can't even afford to keep a creep like Josh Moon around. So how you doing it? That's the inquiry. You know, I'm just wondering, is there money coming in from somewhere else? You got to wonder.
Russia.
Oh, well, yeah. Isn't that interesting? This whole insanity of the Ukraine thing. The fact is, the one guy who leveraged the Ukraine with our taxpayer dollars was this jackass.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Yeah, and he's running for president on the other side, and we have his evidence bragging on leveraging the Ukraine with $1 billion to have a prosecutor fire so his son wouldn't get in trouble, and yet I don't hear anybody asking about that. How is this possible? So on one hand, while I'm not particularly concerned, why are they putting the country through this? And they're, it's Trump being divisive. No, it's not. Trump is not, he is a defined personality, and sometimes people like that will rub you the wrong way. It's just life. But look at the result. Did I see the market close up again today for like the 10,000th time?
Being a narcissistic jerk is not an impeachable offense.
No, it is not. And we had 8 years of the most narcissistic human being that ever walked in the White House. A man who used the word I routinely dozens of times in every speech he made. When Neil Armstrong passed away, he puts out a tweet, not of Neil Armstrong. He puts out a picture of himself looking at the moon. I'm surprised he could find it. I'd be surprised if he could find his ass with both hands.
Randall just called in and said that the president is live rebutting what happened today. The only thing I can find live right now is a press conference with him and President Erdogan. And he may be talking about it in that press conference.
That Erdogan right. conference is live. I'm not certain that we can get that streamed over the radio, but... You know, I've had enough. I've had enough. This is a bad joke on the country. What's sad is that so many people are excited about this. And it makes the tragedy of the 2018 election all the more profound. That the control of the House was given back to a group of people who could care less about making anybody's life better, about getting anything accomplished. All the issues they claimed they were running on, infrastructure, et cetera. Nothing. No, it's been nothing but bullshit. And I'm over it already. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company that works for and with the people who have received that break. We don't even like to contemplate that we might lose our mobility for a period of time or perhaps permanently. And it can happen in an instant. Life can turn on a dime. Many of their clients are wounded heroes returning from overseas action with wounds that are going to require long-term care or adjustments, sometimes permanent. Gulf States Mobility, with their customized approach, steps in and restores those choices to the lives affected to make sure the home they come back to is safely navigable, that all choices and options are put back on the table for them. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. They are well acknowledged throughout the southeastern United States for the excellent work they do. So if you don't need them, please visit them on Facebook and like them, because they do incredible work in that shop of miracles at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590, and again, on Facebook.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then, on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling Event. This Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos, showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, it's almost Thanksgiving again. I hope my mom isn't so crazy this year. She's so uptight about holidays. Everything has to be just perfect. Except it's never perfect because she's insane. It's like visiting Martha Stewart on crack. And the Jell-O molds. Who cares what shape Jell-O is in? Then she'll put fruit and marshmallows in it. Ugh, it's disgusting. And then she gets mad because no one eats it. Why can't we just be normal? Or maybe we are normal and everyone is like this. I should show up in an evening gown with sequins. See what she thinks of that. I'll put Jimmy in a tux. That'll throw her off. Right, Jimmy in a tux. I'm lucky if he doesn't wear his I'm with stupid t-shirt. Why are holidays always such train wrecks? Maybe I'll just get drunk this year. Just like Mom.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Poor Gail. It's always dysfunction. 3:25, Wednesday afternoon, we will be heading over to Baumhauer's after the show. Hope you can join us there. And Georgia from Alabama has been waiting for a few minutes to talk to us, so let's talk to you.
Okay, did I hear your friend, I don't know what the lady's name is,
Dana?
Call Trump a narcissistic jerk?
Yes.
Did you just hear that?
Yes. Because I think it's true. I like his policies, but I think he is a narcissistic jerk.
Well, you know what? I would rather have someone like Trump and have our country safe and growing. I don't care what kind of... And I don't think he's a jerk by any means. I think he tells the truth. I think he's an honest... He's a brilliant man. And you calling him a jerk, we really don't need people who are... poor Trump. He's got enough people that are against him, let alone having someone that claims to be for Trump calling him names like that.
Well, I can appreciate your position on the matter. It doesn't change my position on the matter.
Well, it should, because you're completely wrong calling the president a jerk.
I think
it's really very disrespectful and very unpatriotic. And I think that you're probably a younger girl, and I think you
to
need
be fair,
to,
it has been a while since someone called me a girl. However, I can appreciate
probably 40, 35, 40.
I can appreciate. I am in my 30s. Yes.
Yeah.
So I can appreciate your position on the matter. But my position doesn't change. I like his policies. I like what he's done for the economy.
Look, I think what the real important point... Excuse me, Georgia, it's my turn. It's my turn to talk, and I have to put you on hold to make my point. I don't like doing that. So here's my point. The idea is we have become so focused on personalities. What Dana said is true. Being a narcissist, if that were the case, they would have impeached Obama the first day the Republicans had power in 2011. You can't do that. If you don't like the fact that the orange man bad, all that stuff, it has nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors and being a narcissistic jerk or whatever you want to call him or whatever you characterize his personality. I say he's brusque.
I say he makes stupid tweets.
Some of them are.
But again, and that was my point, is just because his personality rubs you the wrong way doesn't mean he's not doing the right thing.
Exactly.
And doesn't mean he's
That's
not
all I
good
care
for
about.
The country.
You know, I don't have to sleep with him.
Now, Obama didn't do the right thing. Plus his personality rubs everyone the wrong way.
Whoa. I was the sexiest man alive. Whoa.
Yeah. So he's just, you know, I'm just thankful we have President Trump, because this country would be in a mess. And it will be in a mess.
Oh, yeah.
We don't reelect him in 2020.
It fails.
We're headed for socialism.
I think that they definitely will reelect him. I just don't see. I don't see a path really for any Democratic candidate at this point. I mean,
well,
I'm sure if something happens.
Oh, Hillary is telling her that lots of people are telling her to run.
But yeah,
Trump supporters.
Oh, well,
I just don't see a path for. I just don't see a path for a Democratic candidate at this point.
Well, if she has to kill somebody who's in the way, she will. We know that. So.
Am I off the air?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm saying that I don't put anything past them. They'll get in.
They are the worst. They will. Like I said,
to vote.
Anything.
They'll get people in that aren't supposed to be voting. I mean, it's
and if the Republicans could muscle up and have the chutzpah that the Democrats do, there'd be some real ass.
We need to put some of those guys in jail. I mean, they've done
things. I agree.
And
maybe that day is coming.
Trump ever has done.
Maybe that day is coming.
Well, Trump hasn't done anything wrong.
No.
I mean, he's
committed no high crimes and misdemeanors. He cut our taxes. That's not a crime.
Yeah,
our national economy is thriving. Yeah, unemployment is down for everybody, not just white people.
Right. So. We need to get rid of a lot more of the stuff that Obama put in. One thing is Common Core. That needs to go.
I agree. Our education system is a cradle-to-grave indoctrination system.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
I told her what I tell my husband, and that is what I tell my husband when we're in an argument. I'm like, I can appreciate your position.
doesn't change my position.
But I can appreciate your position.
Well, nothing you said indicated that you didn't like the president's. That's what we should all be focused on, results. Have we removed ourselves from endless wars, and have we kicked ISIS's ass, and there's a long list of things that have been done, and the media has told you none of it because they refuse to print, broadcast, or do anything that might say something positive about the man. That's pathetic. It's shocking. And you wonder who behind the big curtain, like the Wizard of Oz with the flaming balls, is pulling all the strings. George Soros is one name that comes to mind.
Yes.
All right. Can we, from this point forward?
Can we all get along?
No.
Can we get along?
No.
There you go. I may play a little more of that Devin Nunez statement when we come back, because it's nice to see somebody sit there and tell it like it is, or at least fight back. My God, there are so many Republicans on the sidelines who just are scared of their own shadows. They're pathetic. They're weak. They need to be identified and replaced with people who are not owned by their donors and lobbyists and everybody else. That's really what is coming out in this whole thing. Our elections are a charade. The first time we elected somebody who came, who did not come from the political class. I know in D.C., it's like, suppose they pulled somebody off the street and gave them my job. There might be some bitterness over that, you know. You haven't paid your dues. We don't know what your qualifications to run the country are. In Washington, you've got that system. 10 terms, 20 terms, junior senator, senior senator.
You know, it's funny because then all the candidates get up to the highest levels, like the presidential candidates, right? And they've been in 20, 30, 40 years, and they're like, I represent something new. We're going to change. Like Joe Biden. Bro, you've been here for like 80 years.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you're not bringing anything really, really new to the table.
Well, if all this stuff needed to be fixed, why didn't you do it when you were a senator? It's crazy. He was... everything you need to know that's crazy in this country, and again, it goes back to the personalities before principles, is elf on a shelf, Pete Buttigieg, taking the lead in the Democratic...
He's so sweet looking, though.
I say he looks like elf on a shelf.
He's, like, so pure. his face is, like... I agree. He does kind of look like elf on a shelf.
Putin would make him his bitch in 1 minute.
I know, but he's just so cute.
But I don't want to vote for somebody who's cute. I want to vote for somebody that I can look in the eye as American, stand up and say,
"You sure is ugly."
That's what I want.
But like, don't you want to like pet Pete? You know, like,
I'm hot.
Like, chat him on the head.
I'm hot again. What we're gonna do here? Eric, can you hold for a couple of minutes?
Whatever you want, boss.
All right, just hang on for a few minutes. I'll get back as soon as I get down to my car and find my audio list. Don't get away. First, though, our initial look at the roads this afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have one accident this afternoon out to Troy Highway. Just a little jump off the Eastern Boulevard at Kaiser Court. That's going to be right before you get to where Bell Road intersects, Troy. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Boulevards are busy, but there's not any action going on in the way of fender benders. I-65 and 85 are rolling smooth through downtown Montgomery. We are looking good at this hour. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trinity State Community College in welding. Certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trinity State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Every walk of life needs a great pair of cowboy boots. From performance boots with cowboy certified technology to being the industry leader in exotic boots, Dan Post Boot Company crafts premium boots made by hand and built with removable orthotic insoles for everyday comfort. And right now at Boot Barn, select Dan Post and Laredo boots are up to $50 off. Dan Post at Boot Barn. Create the West.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling Event. This Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos, showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I feel like buttered bread after that voice. 338. I found my audio list.
I see you did.
Only 40 minutes after we start.
This morning, I had to print a copy of my insurance card or something. Anyway.
And it was like a thing.
Well, I went down and picked it up, put it on top of the papers from this morning, and then I noticed a couple had fallen off, so I threw it in the glove compartment. So my audio list was in the glove compartment.
Oh,
by Jack Ingram signature used car, the Nissan Rogue. I've been hustling, as you can see, from the heavy breathing. It's Eric.
Hola.
Hola.
Greg, you said something that reminded me of something that I'm sure I heard somebody else say. They ought to make those congressmen and senators and everybody else that's elected wear vests with patches on it that says who donated what to them. So
actually, the Babylon Bee did a hilarious thing. I think I put it on Facebook, where they were going to put barcodes on all the people in Congress so the lobbyists and donors could just scan them and, you know, open an account. I think that's, as funny as that is, it's also sadly true.
Well, I mean, they're the ones, me and you generally don't have millions of dollars to give these people's campaigns, so they are beholden to the big corporations that essentially do put them in office.
I think that's why there are so many Republicans who are on the sidelines scared that somehow Trump is going to take away their gravy train. He's a businessman. He doesn't want to know about your obligations to outsiders. That's why I say we've been living this illusion that we elect people who go to represent us, and we don't. We do not do that. We elect people who tell us that they make these promises. Then they go there and they just get sucked into the system. Martha Roby, all of them. It's not that they're bad people, but it's a very sick system. It's like trying to get out of quicksand, I guess. I mean, what other explanation is there?
The problem is that we send people up there, and it's like you said, they get corrupt. They go up there, and they come back millionaires.
Yeah.
I mean,
That should be another requirement. We want to know your net worth the day you take office. We want to know your net worth the day you leave it. And you have to pay a 50% surtax on your accumulated earnings. How about
I mean,
that?
It's ridiculous. Well, I mean, it used to be a service, right? It used to be like, you know, people that join the military and go out and serve, they don't do that to be millionaires when they get done. And Lord knows some of them have sacrificed enough. I would rather see them rich than these guys that we send up there.
So would I. And that's true service. But don't, I hate it when I hear some old fart politic, blah, 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 my public service. You're making $170,000 a year. That's not public service.
Well, Greg, he did service the public, just not in a way that's polite to say on the radio.
This is true. This is true. Everybody sits down with a little pain now. Thank you for the call, Eric.
All right, Greg.
Maybe I need one of these.
I'm so offended.
About what?
I don't know. Words.
Then maybe you are too woke.
Did I give permission to use the pronoun you?
Oh, boy. Chronic wokeness limits your ability to enjoy life and let others enjoy theirs. But there's hope. Ask your doctor about taking a chill pill.
I was so woke, I was exhausted. But after taking a chill pill, I don't even feel like pouring through 10 years of tweets from a comedian I've never heard of to find something mildly offensive that I can hold against him now.
Common side effects include hugging your friends again, saying okay boomer without the sarcasm, an aversion to virtue signaling, and getting along with your relatives at holidays.
Since taking a chill pill, the only thing I want to cancel is my Antifa membership.
Tell your doctor to put aside his white privilege for like 3 seconds and ask him about taking a chill pill.
I used to be woke, but now I can't resist a chill pill.
I feel better already. 342, you do not need me to defend you, but I got to say something here because of what the Georgia from Alabama was talking about.
Yes, Georgia from Alabama.
I know people, quite a few, some I work with, people I care very deeply about and respect the bejeebers out of, who also love the result that this president has delivered. Absolutely love it. Hate the tweets. Hate the tweets. Hate the,
bombastic.
Yeah. It's just not a style they're comfortable with. Love the result. But that, in the end, to me, is all that should matter. He's not breaking any laws.
It's not a personality contest.
No. And as citizens... Today, I don't know if I got it from Zero Hedge or wherever it was, but in terms of personal income, our income rose over the course of George Bush's two terms under $500. Net household income. It was a little bit less than that during 8 years of Obama. In the first 3 years of Trump, it's up $5,000. Not to mention all the 401ks, retirement plans, investment portfolios, and everything else. People are so much better off today than they were 3 years ago.
Why? Well, I thought it was funny that she was arguing with me, and I'm like, I'm on your side. I'm sitting here telling you.
That's why I made this.
That I would vote for Trump because of his policies and certainly not because of his personality.
But you're not the only person that is uncomfortable with his style. But in the end, I want to know what the result was, and go do it. Keep the. I'll take 5 more years of this in a heartbeat, and I'll probably be dead, and I won't have to put up with whatever follows him.
You know, that's one of the things I think we all need to get over, wanting people to do it our way. We get into this mindset: if it doesn't get done this way, then it's not the right way, And people have different personalities. They have different ways of doing things. But if they still get the job done,
right?
You know,
I'm responding to a very poignant email I just received. Love you. Not in a gay sort of way. Your program is spot on today. I will not mention the identity of the.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I mean. This show's like an AA meeting. We only need a first name.
It's true.
At 3:45. So I have been led into, I call it being led into temptation.
Temptation. That's cute.
Thank you.
Temptames.
Thank you. Yes. Temptames. At Jack Ingram, St. Jude's Cars. Jay Quellen, by the way, is en route.
Yay.
We have a friend who drives a Murano. Always looked like a nice car. It's the muscled up Rogue. Muscled up in the sense that it's got a few more amenities and
an interior design that's a little bigger.
It's the luxury model.
Yes, it is. Do I deserve luxury?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No,
yes,
no.
You do.
No.
Greg's going to freeze the computer. For the rest of the time, it's just going to be us talking because Greg has frozen the computer.
Well, I love my Rogue. Don't get me wrong. I'll drive it forever. It's just that the temptation to upgrade to this Murano, it's actually a year older than my current car, but it's got such low mileage. And
really?
I
didn't know that.
You would never know from the interior or exterior that this car was a 2016. It's that nice. So I'm working on it. I'm going to send him a text shortly. But one of the things you should know, in addition to the great selection and the way they vet the cars over there, I was in Tip's office when somebody was trading in. It was an older model sedan, but it looked incredible. The exterior was brilliant. The interior, nice and clean. He ran the Carfax, and the car had been in a couple of very nasty wrecks. He didn't take it. He wanted it. He knew he could have sold it, but he couldn't have sold it with a clear conscience with that vehicle history. So off to auction. They do take these steps to make sure everything that has the Jack Ingram name on the back is worth your time and investment. Shop at jackingram.com and don't buy that Murano.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Today is the first full day on the job for new Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Reed as the first black mayor of the capital city. Nine city council members were also sworn in during the ceremony. Republican Charlotte Meadows won the special election for House District 74. She received 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palisos died earlier this year. Meadows is chair of the Board of Lead Academy, the first charter school in Montgomery. She's also a former Montgomery Board of Education president. Montgomery firefighters were called to three separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators say one man died as a result of one of those fires. The cause of the fires remains under investigation. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. We're not done with this Arctic cold snap yet. I think we'll see another freeze in the overnight hours tonight. Increasing clouds with the overnight low temperature dropping to about 31. Tomorrow, there could be some spotty rain possible by the afternoon hours. Maybe a better chance on Thursday night. Tomorrow, still cold with a high near 50. Look for warmer temperatures by the weekend, mid-60s, I think, by Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a cork sickle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Money got a piece of the pie.
The
the premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Disney Plus, I just paid the $7, but I cannot get connected. The launch is a total bust. Error screen, loading slow. I just want to watch Dumbo. Can't see Star Wars, Finding Dory, or any of the Toy Stories. I can't stream, can't log in for Newsies and The Simpsons. I just had my cable TV service cut. Can't see Snow White or Frozen, cause the app is broken. Disney Plus, what a bust! Disney Plus.
So did you see Dumbo? That's Simba, our birthday elephant, doing his Dumbo impersonation. It is 3:52 on this Wednesday. Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Come by and join us. And soon, a big announcement coming.
What a tease.
Oh, for crying out loud, Greg. Can you put a microphone on? Can you at least do that?
Is my mic on now?
Yeah.
Does that sound better?
Yes, you sound
just
amazing.
Just saying, what a tease.
Yeah. This Disney Plus thing, here's from Fox News, which means, of course, it's fake news, right, Democrats? Disney has slapped a content warning for outdated cultural depictions.
I'm like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that alone.
Of all the movies, too.
For a person with any sense of value.
Which one did they put it on?
Lady and the Tramp.
What's the...
Disney Plus users noticed that some of the company's classic content, such as Dumbo, The Aristocats, The Jungle Book, and the original Lady and the Tramp in 1955, all contain a warning at the end of their respective descriptions. These warnings caution sensitive fans, melting snowflakes.
And they let Pocahontas through.
Yeah. They're about to watch...
She's politically correct.
...contains racial portrayals that might be triggering. Can we stop with this stuff? I mean, this triggering garbage. We're all going to be walking around in bubble wrap, wearing a gag, won't be able to talk or look at somebody.
Just trying to figure out the racist part of Lady and the Tramp.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember when we were kids and you're going on a trip and... You looked at me the wrong way. Mm. She breathed on me. She touched me. That's what it's like.
That's today's
everywhere. Ridiculous.
When I admire a beautiful woman, I should not be afraid to express myself facially.
But not in a creepy way.
Hey, guess what? Guess who's here?
Jake Quillen.
Good guess.
Hi.
Hi. We don't have headphones for you.
It's fine.
Who's on the phone?
It's Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
I'm just curious, with Disney and all their disclaimers, do you think they'll release Song of the South out of their vault?
No. No. I got a copy of that. Somebody...
You can't get it from overseas. You cannot... it's not... They locked it in their vault years ago, and so there are places out of country who make it, have to order it that way.
I don't know what's... It's stupid to me.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, a actual racist Disney movie. I'm like...
I can think of a couple.
Well, apparently Lady and the Tramp's in there.
And that's ridiculous. But, like, if you think about it, there are some Disney movies that really play to a stereotype. I wouldn't call them quite racist, but, like, Mulan, Pocahontas.
Okay, I already mentioned Pocahontas.
That's a fairly recent film, too.
Yeah, like, if you want...
I've never seen that in the theater. I almost ground about a quarter inch off all my teeth trying not to cry.
Or even, like, The Princess and the Frog, the stereotypes from the New Orleans, like, the frogs.
Anybody hear what I just said?
What did you say?
Rosie heard it.
I heard it.
What did you say, Craig?
Nothing.
That he ground his teeth trying not to cry in Pocahontas.
Stop. Really?
Colors of the Wind just brought him to...
Around the river bend.
That was my rendition.
I like the raccoon, though. Nico, wasn't it? I have no idea. But, I mean, I think that there are some... Like, Aladdin. There's some definitely stereotypes for cultural biases in some of the movies.
I have much less of an issue with that than, like, I'm surprised they didn't put something on, you know, like Sleeping Beauty. Like, the girl sleeps waits on Prince Charming to do all the work to come rescue her.
I mean, there's definitely gender stereotypes as well. Like, I'm surprised the Me Too movement hasn't jumped all over Disney princesses.
What did we do before all of these gender stereotypes? We enjoyed watching cartoons.
It's a story. Like, get over it.
I've never watched the Disney thing and say, boy, I like the way they show the broads in this thing.
I know.
What are they talking about?
I love the music. The music is like a whole new world.
Listen, I'm going to jam out to some Ariel. I paid the money, y'all. I got the Disney Plus.
I knew you would. How could you not?
We got it. Like, if anybody wants...
Did it download?
Oh, it's downloaded.
Like, so it works?
Oh, yeah.
It's the only channel you'll need for the next 12 years.
It's on my phone as well. I have the app, and it's on my television, and they have a whole section of, like, 80s throwback movies,
that
and I'm
cool,
like,
though,
yeah.
Because, you know, other than that, like, it's hard to pull out, you know, like, regular Beauty and the Beast or, like, regular Cinderella, mm-hmm. and show them to, like, kids now.
By the way,
it's only, like, when they release them from the vault.
And they have the vault is open.
This story notes that Song of the South, which will not be part of the Disney Plus package, even though it won an Oscar for Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Stupid.
Zippity-A.
I don't know that I've ever actually watched that all the way through, so I don't know.
If I did, I was very, very young.
Yeah,
when it was
too.
Used to re-release these into theaters. Got to take a break here at the top of the hour at 3:57. Delcon Tomlinson joining us. And Fox News just ahead. Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go. Pretty sure if you get over there now and you want to make a room or two or your whole house look better before Thanksgiving and the judgmental family members come in to ridicule your flooring, Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers will take good care of you. It's a warehouse that's loaded from floor to roof.
Hello, don't you know he's on the air?
Telemarketer.
They're calling to tell me that I'm in trouble with the IRS or something.
And you have to give them your social security number and banking routing number now.
Back to Georgia Floors Direct, where they can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. The selection's amazing. The service is second to none. And the installations are the best in the business. What else do you need to know? So when you're ready for new flooring, see Jeff Mallinson and his team at Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Traffic at 2 before the hour.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are very busy on I-65 and 85, but we have no accidents there. Everything's rolling along smooth. Atlanta Highway, we're busy. Atlanta and Federal Drive, also from the Boulevard all the way out to about Taylor Road. Taylor Road busy this hour. The Boulevard is very heavy. Northern Boulevard, especially Troy Highway, all the way past Baptist over to near 331. And outbound from downtown on Decatur at Norman Bridge, very heavy as well right now. Use caution out there. Buckle up. No accidents to report anywhere. We will keep you updated. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, and the Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepper.